From the reigning queen of suspense and New York Times bestselling author Mary Higgins Clark comes a new mystery that begins when a Manhattan ER doctor is brazenly murdered in front of his young son in a city playground. Only 3-year-old Timmy saw the face of his father's killer. It is the story told in the new novel, I've Got You Under My Skin. It's a great pleasure to welcome Mary Higgins Clark back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe, and I'm delighted to be with you again.
What brought you to this particular topic and this idea?
Well, since the time I've been about 5 years old, I've been interested in true crime. And there was a feature in one of the newspapers, actually the Daily News, but this was their Sunday feature. And it was, how did it go? Did justice triumph? And then you read the story of how 17-year-old Jamie went out after dinner to walk her dog, and 3 hours later, the dog, the leash trailing with him, is back, and Jamie's body is found the next day. And then they do, step by step, who were her friends, who were the suspects. They were either acquitted of a crime or hanged by the neck until dead. And then a big, big print, Did Justice Triumph? And even as a kid, I loved that feature on Sunday mornings. And I was always trying to figure out for myself, did justice triumph? Was she innocent or guilty? So that's why in this book, the young producer wants to reenact those crimes and have the live people 20 years later who are under suspicion for the crime. And they are going to tell their own stories. And they all get together again after 20 years and in the same house where the crime was committed. And then when they all get together, things happen.
And that's really, it seems, where you shine and love it, where there is this hiding of secrets.
Oh, sure. You have to have secrets when you're in a suspense novel. And in this case, it's not in every case, you've got to have suspects. And you don't know whether they did it or didn't do it. And you don't know what they're hiding, even from themselves. And that's the way you build suspense. I mean, in a suspense story, on the first page, you have got to get the reader interested and staying with you. And that's the difference between a bestseller or someone who writes a fine book but just doesn't seem to get off the ground.
This book starts off with the murder of a very successful Manhattan doctor. He is on the playground with his son, and he is brazenly murdered. And the only one who sees the face of the killer is his 3-year-old son. And that's quite a way to start.
Well, I thought it was a good kickoff. And you, what would a 3-year-old say who twists around in the spring? What does he identify about the killer? And it was his blue eyes. And he says, blue eyes shot my daddy. And I thought that's a good start, because blue eyes is the only description. An elderly woman is coming down the block, and she can say he's average height. And what else? How else can she describe him? It's a child who gives a description, blue eyes, blue eyes. And he became known as the blue-eyed killer.
I was struck in reading the novel that you then have the child's mother. Lori is the producer that you mentioned of this true crime cold case television show. And what fascinated me is wondering about, does television have any impact on your work in the sense of that do you think that the reader perhaps has a fatigue because there's so much on television about these stories that you have to do something different? You have to have that kickoff at the beginning. And as you say, that the ingredients for a bestseller where people want to continue with the story and keep going.
Well, of course, in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve have 2 children. She leads them into a crime, the stealing of the apple. They have 2 kids, and one murders the other. So when you go back to Genesis, you see the beginning of recorded crime. So, I said that once when I was speaking, and a priest got up and he said, "We thank Mrs. Clark for explaining the book of Genesis."
But it shows it's age old, and it's how you tell the story, and that. But I think it is interesting of why we are fascinated by that.
Oh, I think everybody is. And of course, you're reading about crime every minute of the day in the papers or hearing it outside. But I'm thinking of the sensational crimes where somebody went to prison and then always believed, or people believed, she was innocent. And you think of spending the next 20 or 30 years of your life in prison when you know you're innocent. And I think people put themselves, the reader puts herself in the same frame of mind, to be have a locked gate behind you and be told this is your cell. I mean, the one who wrote about that was the Scarsdale murders, where the teacher, the head of a school, comes up and shoots her boyfriend, but swears that she only intended to kill herself. She went to prison for 11 years.
And, you know, you look at this book, and you've been called the mistress of high tension. And is it a tense situation writing, when you're actually writing these scenes?
Oh, well, I hope that I am so into it that if somebody bangs a door, I go, ah! Then I know I'm writing a good story.
I've Got You Under My Skin is the new novel. It is published by Simon & Schuster. Mary Higgins Clark, a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book, I've Got You Under My Skin, by Mary Higgins Clark. It's published by Simon & Schuster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.